He is good. He is good. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. How many know that life is not all fairy tales, right? Right? You know, you get saved and everything's supposed to be just great. How it's just great. But that's not the way life is described in the Bible. And so this morning, if you look at verse 12 of chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, and this is Timothy, who is kind of like the protege of Paul, been around Paul a long time, been around him, and watch this. He says, "Fight the good fight of faith." Ever say that? Fight the good fight of faith. Come on, fight. So in other words, there must be a fight that he has to wage, right? Right? Come on. There must be a fight. And we have to fight. We have to fight our fight. If you don't fight, the enemy's just going to beat you up. Right? You're just going to live in the circumstances that you're facing. But God wants you to know that you can fight. But it's not a fight of your strength. It's a fight of your faith. Why? Because in me there's not a lot sometimes I can do, but in Him there's a whole bunch that I can do. There's a whole bunch that I'm able to do. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to go out of this life just whimpering and whining and complaining. I want to go out. It's kind of like, you know, you may beat me up, but I'm going to get one punch in. Right? Come on, baby. You might be bigger. It's like the bully at school. You might kill me when I'm through here, but I'm going to get you. I'm going to bloody your nose because I'm in this fight. Right? Come on. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And Paul is writing again to Timothy. It's the second letter, obviously, because it's 2 Timothy. But he's describing the fact that he's been in jail a long time. He's gone through many things. He suffered many things. But God's been with him the whole time. But look at verse 7. It says this: "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Man, what a testimony. I've fought the fight. I've been in this to win this ever since I got knocked off the donkey, thrown to the ground. But I've fought the fight. I've run the race. So sometimes it's easy to get off out of the race and just be a bystander. But God is saying, no, this morning, I want you to get back up and I want you to start fighting your fight. And fighting the fight of faith. Fighting, what does that mean, fight the fight of faith? Sometimes you have to stand on what you believe in direct opposition to the evidence that you see. Things may not be going like you think they should be going. Things might not have worked out the way that you think that they should work out. But there's a fight of faith that says, Lord, if you've declared this, this is what it will be in my life. Come on. Can you think of no better thing than you know, an election that doesn't go your way or circumstances that don't happen exactly the way and you can go, oh, God, what happened? And God said, don't worry about that stuff. You just keep fighting the faith that I've put into you. It's sometimes a fight of faith, of believing that God still cares about you. That God still loves you. That God still has a plan for you. But you must, I must, fight the good fight of faith. But what are we fighting? Well, many things we're fighting, right? There's many things that we're fighting. We're fighting the enemy. We're fighting our flesh. We're fighting the world system. We're fighting many things that would try to draw us away from our faith. But this morning I want you to just keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. Get your spiritual fists back up if they've been hanging down and say, no, listen, flesh, you're going to obey. Devil, you're going to get out of the way. God, you're coming, and what you promised will come to pass in my life. Amen? Come on. How many believe that's true? Okay, go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We're in a fight. Everybody say, I'm in a fight. And I like again what he said in 1 Timothy. He said, fight the good fight of faith. I don't know about you, but the only good fight is the one that you win. Come on. I don't like to lose. I wouldn't let my kids beat me when they were kids playing games. Nope, you got to earn this. Fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6. Glory to God. And let's go down. We'll just read one verse and we'll come back later and look at a couple more. But look at verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness of this age and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. See, the enemy, and anybody that's good with strategy, will try to get their enemy's attention diverted so that they can come in and win the battle. Come on. And the enemy wants us to fight with one another. Right? He wants one people group to be fighting with another people group, and one ideology fighting with another ideology. So if he can keep you divided, then obviously you won't be united. And if you're not united, then you're definitely going to fall. Come on. So we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That means one another. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not fighting you. Right? Come on. Whatever persuasion you are politically, look at the other group and say, I'm not fighting you. Come on, I'm not wrestling against you. It's not against you where the battle must be won. It's not against you where the battle must be. Look, if your heart is away from God, what I'm going to fight is the devil who's blinded your mind from seeing the glory of the gospel, because God loves you and He wants to come to you and He wants to change you from the inside out. But if I'm fighting against you, if I'm wrestling against you, then my fight is in the wrong place. Come on. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And here's the good news, though, and I'm going to get ahead of myself. Jesus has already defeated every principality and power. Everything, it's already won. So when we're fighting against them, we don't fight from a position of, I've got to win. We fight from a position, I've already won. Right? I'm standing on what Jesus did. In fact, listen, devil, I'm not coming to you in the name of Bruce. I'm not coming to you in the name of a new beginning. I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But when He died on the cross, He not only took my sin, but He took my shame. Come on. He gave me dominion over spirits, over all the power of the enemy. He said, in my name you will cast out devils. Right? So my fight of faith, where the enemy concerned, is a proclamation of what's already been done. Glory to God, I've already won. I said, I've already won. I'm not trying to be a child of God. I am a child of God. So you got to fight your fight. But you got to fight it in the right way, in the right place. We're in a fight. I love that sound. I love that sound. We are in a fight. That means a battle. Sometimes it means a struggle. Sometimes it means facing opposition. Right? Paul didn't say, my life since I got saved, I have this testimony. I've never had another struggle my whole life. Fight? There was no fight. It was easy. No. But watch this. If we choose not to fight, if we choose not to stand, if we choose not to go where God wants us to go, come on, then we're going to reap the results of not doing what we need to do. I've had people come to me and they say, well, you know, it's not easy to give this up, or it's not easy to quit that, or if it's not easy to love this person, or it's not easy to forgive. And I say, now, let's define easy. Right? It may seem less pressure or struggle coming for you to act like you normally would, but if you keep acting like you normally would, then you're going to keep getting the results that you've been getting. And those results aren't easy. Those results are hard. Those results suck. Hello? And so it's really, that's a lie that it's easier. Or that this isn't easy. This is the doorway to easy. Because His yoke, come on, His yoke is easy and His burden is light, but it's fighting the way He wants us to fight and getting where we need to get so that even though we're in the middle of the battle, we can have peace in the middle of the storm. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but we're in it to win it. We're in it to win it. I didn't come for second place. Come on. I think it was Dale Earnhardt said this, not junior, but senior. He said, you know, second place is just the first loser. Second place is just the first loser. You know, that might be good. You might get a little trophy, but you lost. I'm in it to win it. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Come on, I want you to get your gloves back out. I want you to get standing on the Word of God again. And I want you to understand that your weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. Come on, they're mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I'm going to get way ahead of myself, but the weapons that you have are a heart that's convinced of what God has said, and that's what you're saying instead of what you're seeing or what you're feeling. You've got the weapon of His Word in your mouth activated to defeat the enemy at every turn. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. Who's saying this? The one who's saying that was in a fight his whole life since he got saved. He was beaten, shipwrecked. I mean, you know, you go through it. It's like he went through it. Right, he had to leave his whole family, his whole support system, if you will, rejected him because he now became a Christian. Right? Instead of prosecuting and persecuting the Christians, he was now one of them. And there was a fight that went on, but he said, I just want to give thanks to God. When's the last time that you really began to thank God in the midst of the struggle that you were going through? You see, thanking God puts Him in His place in your heart and in your mind, and then the opposition to you doesn't look as big. We got to make God bigger. Come on, we got to make God bigger. Bigger, 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 bigger. If I'm going to fight, I need to know who's got my back. Come on. Who's got my back? I've seen movies where a wimpy guy gets up and he starts talking all this trash, right? But behind him, he's got three big friends. Right? So it's easy for the wimpy guy to talk if the friends are behind him. But I'm telling you, in your fight, you have the name of Jesus. You have the blood of Jesus. You have the angelic host of heaven that are at your disposal when you're speaking in line with the Word of God. We're fighting not to lose. We're fighting to win. To win. To win. Thank God He's with me. Thank God He's for me. Thank God He loves me. Come on. I may be struggling right now, but at the end of struggle, eternal life is at my disposal. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. People might be rubbing me the wrong way. You know, the economy might be rubbing me the wrong way. I might not have everything that I think I need, but I do have the love of God. I do have the power of God. I do have the provision of God. It may not look like it now, glory to God, but I'm winning. I love the old song. I forget if it was Carmen or whatever he said. You know, it may feel like Friday, but Sunday is on the way. Right? Come on. It may look like a cross has happened. It may look like that he's buried and everything that I hoped for wasn't going to come to pass. But I'm telling you right now that Sunday is on the way. Glory to God. And for us, Sunday has already happened. Did you know the Bible says we emphasize this part, that if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that you'll be saved. But you know, that's not what it says. It says, if you'll believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised Him from the dead. Raised. We need to be speaking more of the fact that He's already risen. What does that mean? That means in Him, I'm already a child of God. In Him, I'm already seated with Him in heavenly places. When I'm praying, when I'm fighting, when I'm in the fight and in the battle, I've got to recognize who I am and where I'm coming from rather than what the circumstances are telling me. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But we fight the fight on two fronts. We fight against the enemy, but then we fight our own perceptions of who God is. Right? And so watch this. And again, if you go back to Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6. Oh, this is so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 10 says this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Not in yourself. Strong in the Lord. If you're going to fight, you have to be strong in the Lord. See, I'll say it this way. That we're fighting against the enemy, but we're fighting with God. Let me say that again. We're fighting against the enemy, but the reality is that we're fighting with God. God's on our side. And more correctly, we're on His side. We're on His side. So be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What's the armor of God? It lists some things here, but really what the armor of God is, everything that He's clothed you with. He's clothed you with His righteousness. He's clothed you with the use of His name. He's given you power of eternity to the power that stands behind His name. Come on. But we've got to wear it. You're not wearing it if you're whimpering at the fight that you're fighting. You have to stand up and say, oh, no, 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 devil, listen to me. Is there a temptation that you're fighting? Is there a habit or something going on? You're like, man, I can't get over this. I can't do this. Well, you're trying to do it in yourself. And what you have to do is you have to come back and say, God, I'm with you and I'm standing against this in Jesus' name. Come on. Because I'm fighting a fight. But I'm fighting a fight that I can win. I will win because He's with me. Come on, that's right, Zachariah, that's right. Again, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of darkness and of this age and against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, which will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. I'm just going to boil it down to this. We could spend 3 weeks on these verses, but it's down to this. God, I'm standing with you. I'm standing in you. And I'm standing. Devil, come at me. Give it your best shot. But I'm not moving. I'm not backing down. I'm standing. I'm standing. But I'm not standing on my own. I'm standing in Him. I'm standing on His promises. I'm standing on what He said. I'm standing. Yeah, it's going to be tested. It's going to be buffeted. There are things that are going to come against us. But I'm telling you right now, enemy, you have lost already. I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. I cannot be defeated because I'm in the one who's already been victorious. And He always leads me in a triumphal procession in Him. Come on, we got to fight. We got to stand. We've got to become men and women of God who have a little gumption and a little tenacity and a little, listen, I'm still here in America. It may look like it's going to heck in a handbasket, right? But I'm here. And if I'm here, He said that wherever I put the foot, the sole of my foot, I could take possession of it. So I'm not backing down. I'm not giving up. I'm not fighting with the Democrats. I'm not fighting with the Republicans. I'm not fighting with this group or that group. I'm standing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God for His glory to be seen again in America. For His glory to be seen. Come on. He's here. He's with us. Come on, we're on the winning side. We got to stand in Him. We got to see ourselves in Him. Glory to God. I may be standing against the enemy, but I, more importantly, I'm standing with Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you have an experience with God, sometimes you've got to wrestle to keep the full experience. Just watch this story, and you all know the story, but go to Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to tell you that this the man who's going to be telling the stories about was a rascal. He was a liar. He fled because he didn't want to face his brother's wrath. You know, but he was also anointed and appointed. Come on. God had His hand on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at again, Genesis chapter 32 and verse 24. I'm wondering, that's not reading right. It's because I was in Deuteronomy. Glory to God. Genesis 32. Hallelujah. I'll get there in just a second. Then Jacob was left alone. A man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. There are times where you have to struggle with who you are as compared with who God is. And God is going to change your personality. God is going to change your destiny. God is going to change your name. When you got saved, you got a name change. I don't know if you know that. Right? Because you came into covenant with God. You came in under the covenant of God. And you no longer are, you know, who you were. You are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But there's a time where you have to get a hold of God and say, God, I'm not letting go until you bless me. You told me, God, if I need wisdom, you'd give it to me liberally without doubting. But I'm fighting the good fight of faith because I don't see it right now. But God, I'm not letting go of the promise. I'm not letting go of what you said. I'm going to stand and I'm going to wrestle. Lord, I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not backing down. God, this is what you said. This is what I believe. This is who you are. And because you are who you are, I am who you said I could be. Come on, are you with me? But we've got to fight the good fight of faith. We've got to understand what the enemy wants to do to destroy us. And it's not just, boy, we're fighting this spirit and that spirit and that spirit and that spirit. Listen, everything that's against God has its root in the devil, but I can feed my flesh to allow that to become dominant in my life. And what I have to do, I have to fight against my flesh. Paul said it this way. He said, I buffet my body. I don't just beat like the air like it's not. I buffet my body. I make it come in subjection to me so that I can be who I need to be in God. In other words, it's not okay for you to be who you are outside of Christ. It's up to you to say, no, flesh, you're not getting your way. You're not going to have your way. I am trusting God and I'm going to act like He wants to. I'm standing on who He said I could be. Come on, we'll go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Come on, I want you to get back up. I want you to start fighting again. Maybe some of you have slipped back into some things that you know aren't right, but you just got, well, you know, it's not that bad. Come on, it's not that bad. You know, that's just the enemy trying to slap you silly. I said that's the enemy trying to slap you silly. That's the enemy trying to get you in a position where you can't receive what God has for you. But this morning I'm telling you that God has more for you than you've ever had before in your life. He's got more love. He's got more peace. He's got more joy. Come on. He's got more joy. But we have to fight our flesh sometimes to get in the position where God can give us everything that He wants. Hallelujah. Verse 15 of John, 1 John chapter 2 says, do not love the world or the things of the world. If he loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now watch this. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It doesn't even mean that you're not saved. What it means is the functionality of the love of God is not present in you because you're blocking it with your love for the world. Come on, I want God's love activated in me. I want it working in me. So, listen, devil, you're not having me anymore. Look at this. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. What am I fighting? I'm fighting. Come on, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. My fight is not against flesh and blood, but it's against my own flesh. Right? My own flesh wants to take control, but I have to come against it. Whenever I know that my flesh is demanding something that God doesn't demand, I have to say, nope, sorry. Sorry, flesh, you don't get that. Are you with me? Why? Because we're fighting a fight. Come on, there's people's lives who demand on us being such that the fragrance of God is just emanating through us so that they can see Jesus in us. Come on. And everything that's described here has one purpose. Again, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It has one purpose for you. It's to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. Kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, if we'll get right back to Jesus, I want everything that you want for me. I am fighting a fight of persevering and coming into you with everything that I've got. And Lord, I'm not backing down. I'm not quitting. I'm not stopping. I'm going to fight with you. I'm going to seek you, Father, because as you said, if I seek you, I'll find you. And God, I'm not quitting. I'm not going to stop. Hallelujah. Look at this. When we fight with God, we win. Let me say that again. When you fight with God, you win. Again, we read it in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. He always causes us to walk in triumph in Christ Jesus. I thank God He always is leading me in a triumphal procession. Come on, I'm after Him. I'm for Him. He's with me. Come on, He's with you today. I know struggles in life. I know all of that. But you got to stand up in the midst of what you're going through and say, God, You're with me. I don't understand all of this. And God, I thought it might have been worked out a different way. I thought this relationship would work. I thought that person would be healed. I thought, you know, that this was going to happen. I thought I would receive this. But God, I'm with You. I'm not backing down from You. I'm seeking You, God. I'm trusting You, God. Job said it this way, yea, though they slay me, I will yet praise Your name. I will yet praise Your name. I may not understand it all, but Lord, I believe it all. Amen. I said, I believe it all. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Philippians 4, 13. Come on. Look at now. Philippians 4 and 13. Watch this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now watch this. Just go up. Look at verse 11. It says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state therein to be content. For I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned to both be full and to be hungry, to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If I'm not, you know, it feels like I'm up on the mountain, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If I'm down in the valley where nothing makes sense and I can't see my way out, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I need to fight. I need to put myself in a position where I understand that I'm in Him and He's in me. And I'm going to win because I'm His and He's mine. Finally, and we'll close with this, go to 1 John. Chapter 4. I know we've used a lot of scripture today, but the Word is what we stand on. The Word is what gives us assurance. The Word. If I see it in the Word, then it belongs to me. If I see it in the Word, it's my reality. Come on. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. you. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? You. You are of God. You are of God. I'm fighting a fight of faith from a position of being with God. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Come on. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Greater than your depression is the God who gives you peace. Greater than your sickness is the one who heals you. Come on, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Come on, it doesn't matter who's against us. If God be for us, come on, who can stand against me? So I'm not fighting from a position of weakness. I'm fighting from a position of strength. But my strength is in him, because greater is he who is in me than he's in the world. I might not be able to do it, but I'm fighting the fight of faith, because if he said I could have it, I'm going to have it. If he said I can do it, I'm going to do it. If he said this country belongs to me, it belongs to me. If he said this city belongs to me, it belongs to me. Come on. I'm standing in Jesus' name. If he said I can preach the gospel, and if I preach the gospel, people would be saved, people would be healed, people would be delivered, people would be brought. Well, then that's what I'm standing on in Jesus' name, because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, there is not a mountain I can't climb. There's not a valley I can't get through. There's not a storm that can't be calmed, because you're with me, you're for me, and I'm fighting from the strength that is in you, not the strength that is within me. But I'm fighting. I'm not stopping. I'm not quitting. I'm not denying. I'm not backing down. I'm not backing off. Because God is for me. My prayers will be answered. The things that he's destined me to do will be accomplished. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Come on. Are you fighting your faith? Did you stop fighting? Did you stop putting your hands up? Did you stop? Are you settling for just where you are? Stand up in him this morning and just say, I am going to fight the good fight. I'm going to run my race in Jesus' name. As long as there is breath within me, I'm a fighter. Come on, I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter, come on, this morning. I'm a fighter this morning. Glory to God. I'm not on the losing team. I'm not taking second place. I'm in first place because I'm in him, and he's all ready, one, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on. Woo! Glory to God. 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 Don't let the devil define your battle. Come on. Don't let him define your outcome. Get back to the Word of God. Keep standing on what he said. In Jesus' name. Come on. There is no struggle. There is no hill that you cannot get up and get over, because God is with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's pray. Let's pray. Glory to God. Woo. Woo. Father, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you've not left us. We thank you, God, that even though we mess up, you tell us to get up. And even though it seems like in us there's no good thing, Lord, but you said that you've redeemed us, you've saved us, you set us free, that you love us. And you said this, Lord, that you so love the world, and that means everybody in it. Everybody that's listening to my voice. You loved us all, that you gave your only begotten Son. His name is Jesus. And all of those that believed in him would have eternal life. There's no life outside of the Son. And when I'm talking about life, I'm talking about being in God's presence. But if you're here today or you're watching online and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, it's really simple, but it costs you everything. Because you have to yield yourself to Him. You have to say, no longer I, Lord, but I want to live my life for You. I've tried it myself. It's not going the way I want it to. I've had so many struggles, God, and I just want to yield myself to You. And we're just going to pray a prayer together. If you pray this prayer, if you believe it in your heart, and you say it with your mouth, God's going to touch you this morning. So everybody in the room, everybody that's at home, just repeat this with me. Say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I know that I'm not perfect. I know I've missed it. But You are perfect. And the only way that I could be in Your presence is for You to do something with my imperfection. And so You sent Jesus. I need Jesus. So right now, I'm believing with my heart, and so I'm saying with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord, and that God, You raised Him from the dead. My heart is changed right now, because I now belong to You in Jesus' name. Woo! Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'll just tell you, I prayed a prayer like that so many years ago, but it changed everything in me. And He wants to do the same for all of us. Glory to God. If you need prayer, you can call us. We'd pray for you. We're just believing God with you. Just stand up again. Stand up. If you've walked away from God, get back in the fight. Stand for Him. To say, God, I'm all in. He's bigger than your habit. He's bigger than anything that you're going through. He's bigger than your addiction. He's bigger than your pain. He's bigger than your struggles. Just come to Him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us online. We just appreciate it so much in Jesus' name. If I could have the worship team come up, we're going to close in prayer. But if you're here this morning and you say, I need a touch from God. I know that I've not been fighting the way that I should. I know that there's something missing, and I just need a touch from God today. I'm committing myself to getting back in the ring, and I got my hands up. I'm surrendered to Him, but I'm going to get back into fighting rather than just receiving anything the enemy puts across my path. If you're here this morning, you'd like prayer agreement for that, I'd be happy to agree with you. If you've never been filled with the Spirit, and what I mean by that, you've never had the evidence of speaking in tongues, if you want to come up here, we'll pray for you. You'll receive your prayer language. God wants you to have it. It's so awesome. In Jesus' name. But let's all worship Him together. We'll go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.